In high school basketball locally last night in Hawkeye 10 boys basketball, it was Atlantic holding off Kemper Catholic 53-48. A couple of big performances last night by the Big Two for Atlantic as Ryan Hawkins had a big double-double with 20 points and 18 rebounds last night. Garrett Franken also with 18 points to help lead the Trojans to that win as they stay undefeated. Also in the Hawkeye 10, Shenandoah beat Clarinda 61-51, Glenwood over Red Oak 69-50, Abe Lincoln down Harlan 64-57. Western Iowa Conference saw Underwood beat West Monona 61-52. In boys Rolling Valley Conference play, it was Arweva over Adair Casey 77-34, Exira EHK beating West Harrison 48-39, Bowyer Valley edging Cam 56-53, Peyton Sherdan beat Coon Rapids Bayard 47-30. In the corner conference, Sydney beat Essex 49-46. Clarinda Academy over Heartland Christian 56-43. In the Pride of Iowa, Nottoway Valley beat Martinsdale St. Mary's 80-58. Over on the girls' side of the basketball slate last night in the Hawkeye 10, it was Kemper Catholic edging Atlantic 54-47. Shenandoah beating Clarinda 56-24. Glenwood over Red Oak 55-40. Harlan over Abraham Lincoln 65-35. I-35 a winner over St. Albert 53-47. Also from the Western Iowa Conference, Underwood a winner, 82-42 over West Monona. In the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Exira EHK getting 21 points from Sophia Peppers in a 64-15 victory over West Harrison. Bowyer Valley beat Cam 62-37. Peyton Sherdan over Coon Rapids Bayard 57-46. Charter Oak Ute beat Woodbine 82-53. In girls' corner conference play, it was Essex over Sydney 42-30. Fremont Mills beat South Page 63-22. Nishnabotna over East Mills 45-37. Clarinda Academy beat Heartland Christian 47-29. Also in the Pride of Iowa Conference, Nottoway Valley beat Martinsdale St. Mary's 48-32. Peter Jock had 21 points as the Iowa Hawkeyes closed out non-conference play with an 85-63 win over Tennessee Tech last night. The Hawkeyes overcame a slow start, and Jock says defense early was the key.
Yeah, we started off 0-9 from the three-point line, and we were still leading. Credit to our defense. We kept getting stops and kept scoring on the fast breaks. But we started off 0-9, but our defense kept us ahead of the game.
Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says the defense helped to set the tone.
That was the key to everything. We missed our first 9 threes. We were open. I thought we moved the ball. You know, a little bit surprising that we couldn't get anything to go early. And, still had the lead.
Walk-on Nicholas Bear had another big game with 19 points as Iowa improves to 9-3. The Hawkeyes will open up Big Ten play next week at home against number one-ranked Michigan State. Abdul Nader's three-pointer with 11 seconds remaining was the game winner as 11th-ranked Iowa State won at 22nd-ranked Cincinnati 81-79 last night. Nader's heroics came after the Cyclones squandered a 13-point second-half lead.
This was our first test, really, as a group. You're going to lose games along the way. It's a long season, and we didn't, give Northern Iowa all the credit, but we weren't very good defensive the other day, and, We just got together, and the guys did a terrific job offensively, but I just thought our defensive focus the first 20 minutes really put us in ourselves in a great position to win this game.
That's Iowa State coach Steve Prohm. Nader's winning basket was set up by a pass from George Niang.
You earn the right to make those shots, and these guys have put themselves in a position to make these shots, and so terrific pass. We had no timeouts, and I was talking to somebody today. They said late game situation, just put the ball in the hands of your best player and let them make a play, and that's what happened.
Prohm says the Cyclones did the things it takes to win on the road as Niang had 24 points and 10 rebounds and Monte Morris had 16 points and the Cyclones improved to 10-1 on the season. Cale Abrahamson had 30 points for the second time in his career and Graham Woodward had a career-high 23 points to lead Drake to an 87-70 win over Abilene Christian last night. Drake stopped a four-game losing skid and gave coach Ray Giacoletti his 200th career victory. Abramson hit 5 of 9 from beyond the arc and was 9 of 14 from the floor. Woodward was 4 of 6 from long range as the Bulldogs hit 10 of 18 threes and made a scorching 30 of 48 from the floor. That's 62.5%. Reed Timmer added 10 points for Drake. They're now 5 and 7 on the season after that victory. Aaron Valdez scored 15 points and Hawaii remained perfect 8-0 on its home court by beating Northern Iowa 68-52 in a first round game of the Diamond Head Classic last night. Hawaii advances to play number 3 Oklahoma in the second of two semifinal games today. Valdez hit a three-pointer with a minute 47 left in the first half to give the Rainbow Warriors a 32-25 lead, and Isaac Fleming added two free throws to make it 34-25 at intermission. Jeremy Morgan had 13 points in that ball game to lead Northern Iowa as they fall to 7-4 with that loss. Elsewhere in top 25 college basketball, number one Michigan State survived a scare. They had to go to overtime to beat Oakland, Michigan, 99-93. Second-ranked Kansas over San Diego State, 70-57. Number three Oklahoma beat Washington State, 88-60. Fifth-ranked Virginia over California in overtime, 63-62. Number six Xavier beat Wake Forest, 78-70. Eighth-rated Arizona downing Long Beach State, 85-70. Ninth-rated Butler over Southern Utah, 88-52. 13th-ranked Miami beat LaSalle, 95-49. Number 14, Purdue over Vanderbilt, 68-55. 16th-ranked Louisville beat UMKC, 75-47. 17th-ranked Villanova beat Delaware, 78-48. Number 18, SMU topping Kent State, 90-74. DePaul upends number 20, George Washington, 82-61. Number 24, Utah beat Delaware State, 105-58. 25th-ranked South Carolina was a winner over St. John's, 75-61 last night at top 25 men's college hoops. The Iowa State women's basketball team took down Northern Arizona, 79-63 at Hilton Coliseum last night as sophomore Brianna Fernstrom put up 23 points, 13 rebounds, and a school record 9 blocked shots in that Cyclone victory as Iowa State improves to 8-3 overall. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz says they're shifting their focus to Stanford as preparations heat up for their New Year's Day clash in the Rose Bowl. The Hawkeyes will leave on Thursday for their first appearance in Pasadena since 1991.
We've really been trying to, you know, sharpen our skills and get back to playing good football. So, you know, it's kind of been the road that we've been on. Last night we started to transition a little bit into our game preparation. We'll begin that more in earnest here tomorrow.
Ferentz says they gave the players a lot of time off after playing in the Big Ten Championship game on December 5th.
Remove yourself from it, relax a little bit, unwind, take care of some other things in your life, your academics, your social life, all that type of thing, and then start getting back to football. And again, we really didn't even mention Stanford until last evening with the team. I think there are other things more important as we move forward. So now we're kind of moving into that phase where they'll be prominent on our minds.
Ferentz says the key to every bowl game is to enjoy the trip, but stay focused on the task.
That's really the challenge. You have to have a good plan, and then most importantly, I think the players have to have a good grasp and understanding of what it takes to be successful and be ready to go on game day, because that still is ultimately what you remember the most about any bowl trip, bowl experience.
Ferentz says he expects running back Jordan Canzeri to be ready for the Rose Bowl. The senior suffered an ankle injury in the Hawkeyes' 16-13 loss to Michigan State in that Big Ten championship game. Well, thousands of Iowa football fans will be heading to California next week, and they can expect tight security at the Rose Bowl game and parade. Pasadena Police Chief Philip Sanchez talked about the increased enforcement for the 127th Rose Parade at a news conference on Tuesday.
We'll have more than two dozen undercover officers that will be patrolling the parade route. We'll have more than two dozen bomb dog teams that will also be patrolling the route as well.
More than 700,000 people are expected to line the route of the Rose Parade on New Year's morning. The Rose Bowl, featuring Iowa versus Stanford, will kick off later that afternoon. Homeland Security Special Agent Mark Selby said they'll be deploying an unprecedented volume of resources and technologies for both the parade and the game.
In the wake of the tragedy 2 weeks ago in San Bernardino, I really don't think anybody needs to be reminded of the necessity and the vital importance of security. But I think it's really important to realize that these preparations started more than a year ago.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection will patrol the game and the parade from the sky. Fans attending the game will be provided with clear bags for their personal belongings as they enter the stadium. The University of Iowa received over 54,000 ticket requests from fans hoping to attend the game. The Iowa Hawkeyes last played in the Rose Bowl in 1991. By the way, we have an Iowa Rose Bowl preview show tonight here on KJAN. That'll start at 7 o'clock. The Akron Zips have earned their first bowl victory. Robert Stein drilled three field goals, including a 46-yarder with 8:15 left in the fourth quarter, as the Zips downed Utah State 23-21 in the famous Idaho Potato Bowl in Boise last night. Stanford running back Christian McCaffrey is the Associated Press College Football Player of the Year. He's the first non-Heisman Trophy winner to earn that honor in 6 years. McCaffrey was runner-up for the Heisman Trophy to Derrick Henry, but he received 29 of 60 votes from the AP Top 25 media panel to edge the Alabama running back. McCaffrey is the first Stanford player to win the award since it was first handed out in 1998. He ran for 1,847 yards and 8 touchdowns, caught a team-best 41 passes for 540 yards and 4 touchdowns, and averaged 28.9 yards per kickoff return with another score. And he also threw a couple of touchdown passes. And in a baseball note, the St. Louis Cardinals have filled a pitching void after losing starting pitcher John Lackey, working out a 5-year, $80 million contract with free agent Mike Leake. The 28-year-old right-hander is 64-52 with a .388 earned run average in 6 big league seasons. He was 11-10 with a .370 earned run average in 190 innings for Cincinnati and San Francisco this past season. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.